This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There it is. Lewis Coco promised to play some REM yesterday, delivering on that promise. 80s and 90s men there. Good morning. It's the morning show from beautiful Borgata. Devin Caney in for you. Ben Davis in for John Ritchie. James Seltzer in for Joe DeCameron. Coming up in a minute, we're going to hear from Devin Caney. She was at the joint practice yesterday. Her thoughts on what she saw down there, if she is as dour on the performance as Elliott Shore Parks was. That's coming up. Plus, we'll hear from Nick Sirianni on an A.J. Brown situation. That's coming up in just a minute. Let's go back to phones. Let's talk to Jordan and Princeton. What up, Jordan?
Good morning, James and Ben Davis. I really like this pairing. I see a show in your future together.
You're the best,
that
Jordan.
Would be fun.
I'm actually on the AC Expressway right now, and if I wasn't so exhausted from an overnight flight where I didn't sleep, I would probably drive to the Borgata and wave at you from a distance awkwardly while you broadcast.
How was Red Rocks, Jordan?
Yeah, I was just going to say, weren't you just on
LCD
your way,
sound system at Red Rocks. Pretty
trip.
Cool.
Yeah, the 36 hours. Just flip it around, there and back, phenomenal concert. I mean, if you haven't been to a concert at Red Rocks, I was going to ask John Ritchie. I was very curious if John had ever been to a concert at Red Rocks.
I don't think he has. I don't know. I've been to Red Rocks. Red Rocks is amazing. It's a really, really, really cool place to see.
I would love
to
witness John Ritchie's like immediate reaction to walking into Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Wow. Like Owen Wilson.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
His mind would be absolutely blown.
Whoa, look at those rocks there. Whoa.
Love him.
And that's the beauty of bringing somebody there for the first time, too, is your initial shock is worn off and you get to enjoy their enjoyment of the whole thing. So I didn't just go to LCD Sound System. I ended up at Coors Field for like the last five innings of a baseball game, which feels like it was last night. I don't know. Had a real nice dinner about 5:15. $11 ticket to sit lower level at the stadium.
Wow.
You know, walk the whole thing. And I just want to remind Philadelphia that having a franchise that stinks makes for a miserable baseball experience. The Rockies are not only down by a gazillion runs by the time I get there to the Diamondbacks, but low attendance, low energy, and it's really nice to have your baseball team because it's just so many years. They were terrible, and I'm trying to find some positivity.
The majority of our lives.
That's a valid point.
This is awful baseball. So they had a bad couple of days, and I just didn't watch a lot because I was traveling. But if there's anything that you can feel good about with the Phillies is like a Monday night in April brings more energy than any game the Rockies will at any point this year.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it's one of those things. It's hard to step back when you're in it and you want a title, but this is one of the three best eras in the history of the franchise, you know, for the Phillies. So.
And the fan base is stepping up in a way that a fan base can, and really to back the team. And it's translated in some awfully high ticket prices. I ain't paying $11 to get lower level seats to any Phillies game right now. And if I had waited longer, I'd probably get to pay $2. I don't like to do that. Ben, I'm sure you've been to Coors Field. You've been out there, correct?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Of course he has, yeah.
How do you feel about that stadium? And I'm going to posit this so that I can lead you with a question. It's very nice. I find it very generic. And I don't know if that's just because it's a new, you know, it's an expansion team, but can you comment on that?
No, I don't. I find it beautiful. I don't find it generic. You probably found it generic because of the ball
team.
Club and the fans and how they react to their ball club. We were out there earlier this year. I was on that road trip. We went to Colorado and Sacramento, and I had never really been like on the concourse or anything like that. I just from playing, you know, you go to the clubhouse, you go on the field, and that's it. But I was very impressed with the clubhouse, how that stadium has held up over time. It's beautiful. It's a shame that city is that's another story, but hell, that city has gone downhill. But the ballpark is I still think it's very pristine and beautiful. I think you just had that reaction because of the crowd and how bad the ball club is.
Jordan, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech.
That's a big answer, too.
Big one.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of hey, mate, like I said at the end. It's going to be big. All right, 215-592-9494. We're back to the phones in a minute. Devin Caney, sideline reporter for the Philadelphia Eagles on WIP. No big deal. Down there yesterday, we are going to have Elliot on in about an hour and a half.
I was just reading Elliot's notes.
Yes, Elliot gave them a loss yesterday. He was unimpressed with what he saw. What were your impressions of what you saw at the joint practice yesterday?
So it was a tough day for Jalen Hurts. I will say that. I don't think I'm as down or was as down on them. And, like, I watch practices with Elliot. So I'm standing next to him. And, like, a lot of the beat reporters will stand, you know, around each other and kind of bounce, you know, thoughts and takes off each other. And it just, hands down, wasn't a good day for Jalen Hurts. Like, I think I saw him complete one pass, and it was like a 5-yard over the middle to Devontae Smith, barely made it completion, and it wasn't for a touchdown. I saw, you know, Kyle McCord make some plays. I saw DTR make some plays. But it just wasn't a very, you know, highly productive day for Jalen. As for the defense, I don't think I'm as down on them as Elliot seemed to be. It's really hard to take away like how good a defense plays in practices, because even if you're playing in full pads, they're not like fully obviously like bringing guys down, or at least not intentionally doing it. Sydney Brown actually like took someone out, and it was like, is that allowed? Is he allowed to do that? He took out their rookie tight end whose name is escaping me right now. But I mean, is it time to panic? Is the season over? No. Could they have had better practices? Yes. The offense, I will say for sure, lost yesterday to the Browns.
Yeah. I don't put much stock in these. I know other people do. That's why it's our Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. How much you care about how the Eagles, quote-unquote, play in training camp and in the joint practices?
It's also important to note, sorry, that Lane Johnson wasn't practicing yesterday. A.J. Brown hasn't been practicing. Obviously, Landon Dickerson, not it. Like, they were missing guys on offense.
Yeah,
as well,
which so. Is, it's. I don't know how you take anything away from that. But, you know, we'll
talk. But Elliot does.
We will talk to Elliot Short Parks at 8:30. He will tell us what he takes away, which is certainly more than me. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Anthony in Jersey. Anthony!
Jimmy, my boy!
What up, brother? How you doing, pal?
Hey, how you doing, man? Everything's good?
I'm great, man. I'm at Borgata. I'm hanging out with Ben Davis and Devin Caney. What could be wrong?
Hey, only thing that could be wrong is whatever Joe's doing.
He better be working out, right, Anthony? You know, he's taking time off and relaxing, whatever the hell he's doing. I have no idea where he is, by the way. None. No idea. So
Joe DiCamera?
Yeah.
Oh, I know where he is.
I think he's around. Like, where, I don't think he actually took like a real...
Oh, he's not around.
Oh, he went away?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm surprised. So you usually know this, too.
Well, I didn't ask. I didn't really care. So normally I'll be like, oh, where are you going? And this time I was like, just go. Don't care.
Just go.
It's all good.
Just
yeah,
go.
I don't care very much. But so he's actually somewhere doing something fun.
Yes. And I only know this because Amy and I are social media friends.
Mm.
So I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean, Matt? Like, do we do a game? Do you guys want to guess throughout the show, and I'll reveal it?
Is it Greece again, though? If it's Greece again, just tell us that he
It's not Greece again.
Okay. I was like, if he goes to the same place for the third straight time. All right, Anthony. Go ahead, my friend. What you got on the birds?
Hey, man, I think the bird is going to be okay, man. I don't really
It's a bold take, Anthony. It's a bold take that they'll be okay.
I don't take too much into what's going on at training camp, although we would like for them to look a little bit sharper, you know, a little bit crisp, you know, but everything is going to be fine, man. I want to see that at corner position, who's going to step up there. And how quickly Landon Dickerson come back, man.
Yeah, well, it was a good sign. He's walking around at practice drinking Miller Lights yesterday.
Drinking
so I
beers,
guess it's
man. Yeah.
In the right direction. So, Ant, you got a answer for us for what would have broken the internet?
Monica Lewinsky, man.
Oh man. Wow. That's a good answer, too, because it's not necessarily just, like, the biggest thing that happened. Like, the internet's all about, you know, some salaciousness. There's got to be something to get people going. It's a pretty good answer right there. All right, Nick Sirianni, and I want to get everyone's thoughts on how concerning this is. A.J. Brown has missed some practices. Nick Sirianni was asked about the A.J. Brown situation, the injury. Here's what Nick said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Yeah, you know, again, our goal is to get all these guys ready to and be firing all cylinders once, you know, the season hits. And so, yeah, not going to get into too much of that stuff. He's working through some things, and he'll be back out there when he can.
Didn't love that. I look, I know he's not going to go deep into it, but he was just like, yeah, you know, going through some stuff. He'll be back out there. Like, I'm going to be like, oh, he's doing fine. And we're just giving him a rest, you know, whatever. He didn't say that. He didn't say, like,
it wasn't the positivity.
It wasn't I wanted an answer. Was like, nothing to see here. Just giving him time, maintaining. It's a long season. We're not worried about anything. Instead, he's like, he's going through some stuff. See what happens. I don't know.
I will say this. I will say this about, and we were actually talking about this after his presser yesterday with Nick Sirianni. He is certainly grown from, you know, his early press conference days, but almost like, he's so, like, too good at avoiding answers. He's like a politician now.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't say anything.
He will not give anything away. So, I mean, yeah, we'd like some more positive reassurance, but I think he is so competitive that he's never going to say something that could be any type of possible edge for a regular season opponent.
215-592-9494. You all concerned about the AJ Brown thing? He hasn't practiced often throughout this training camp. 215-592-9494. Continue to take your calls on the Phillies at check-in. Where you at with the Phils after losing three straight? They played really well coming out of the break and have struggled since. Coming up next, too, we've got some interesting thoughts from Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman has been on the press tour, has been out and about. Some more interesting thoughts from Howie Roseman on how he goes about his business, on how he's grown. And I mentioned it before, but coming up next, we'll hear from Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson. For different reasons, you will not like what they have to say. No sugarcoating it. What did they say? Why won't you like it? We'll find out next. That's coming up next segment as well. It's the morning show. Good morning. It is the WIP morning show. Ben Davis in for John Richie, James Seltzer in for Jody Cameron, Devin Caney in for Hughes. We're all in for someone.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging out. Now we're all here anyway, usually. So, you know.
Yeah.
Works out.
Yeah.
It's good. We're having a good time.
We're having a great time.
Yeah, at Borgata, the lovely, beautiful Borgata. Such a treat to get to come down here and spend the evening and the morning here, especially if you're Ben Davis and you're big time and you get upgraded to, you know, a super nice room and all that. Yeah. Like, Ben Davis? Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
My. Roll out the red carpet.
That doesn't take you very far. No, but I am very appreciative of Borgata and them doing that for me. And I felt special. I'm not going to lie. I felt very special.
Ben, you are special.
Yeah.
I believe that.
That's a nice way to end.
You had like a nightmare travel situation for the
past. Yeah, you deserved
it.
You deserved it.
Yeah. Maybe they knew that. They're like, you know what?
I like to think that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Ben
good.
Deserves this.
All right, coming up in a little bit, I don't want to play you this audio from Jordan Mailata and Lane Johnson, but I have to. It's my job. You're not going to like it, but it's worth hearing. You're going to want to hear it, at least to react to it. Your calls, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Troy in the Northeast. How you been, Troy?
Hey, James, Ben, Devin, what's going on, guys?
How we doing?
My dude, how you been, Troy? Good to talk
James,
to you.
James, you little sly W, man. Mac Daddy. You talking about this lady gave you a free penthouse suite, man?
How about it, bro?
What you give those big old, what you got, brown eyes? I don't know what color your eyes are.
They're brown. Yeah, here's what I'll say, and this is something that I think is a important life lesson learned that I've learned over my years, and it is a cliche for a reason. You really do catch more bees with honey. Like, just being nice to people and treating people with kindness, I promise you, it will help in life. Like, it will get you, like, people respond to kindness, you know?
I got you, man. And it doesn't hurt to have the stare, the joyful friend stare.
You're the best, Troy. What you got
Listen,
today,
I
man?
Got Ben up there. Ben, I need you to answer this question for me, man.
Sure.
Are we going to ever see Painter? Are we going to see him when they got a lineup like Galvis again and, you know, all these bums and everybody's going? Because I don't know what's going on with this kid, man.
Well, I don't think you're going to see him this year.
I don't either.
Especially now the fact that they announced they're going to a six-man rotation. And the bottom line is, I mean, I want to see the kid as well, but he really hasn't earned the right to come up to the big leagues. He hasn't pitched that well. The stuff is there. The command is not, and that's
which
not
is what
play
happens.
The big leagues.
Which is what happens.
Yeah, that's why you
John
need that
surgery.
Development.
Yeah, and look, he's 2 years out from Tommy John surgery. Like about 2 years out of Tommy John surgery is when the command starts to come back, and you start to get that command back and start to feel like yourself again. Like he's 22 years old. That's the big thing. Like he's not going to help this team this year. I think we need to get that out of our mind. They were wrong with the July-ish stuff. All that didn't work out. But he's 22 years old, and like. He's going to be fine. Like, I am not worried long-term about Andrew Painter with this thing. It's just I don't think he's going to be able to help this team this year.
Yeah, I don't even know if he'll be able to help us next year, man. I'm really worried. But
I feel good about next year. We'll see. But if I had to bet, Troy, I would bet he's in the starting rotation next season.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to see what happens.
He's still really young, by the way. I think that with the way basketball and football work, where these guys come straight out of college and they're playing immediately in the NBA at like 18, 19, the NFL at like 20, 21, like they're playing right away. Like that's so rare for baseball. Mm-hmm. Like Aiden Miller is 21 years old in Double A. He's one of the youngest players in Double A. In all of Double A, at 21 years old, he's one of the youngest players there. Like baseball development, like these guys don't usually get to the majors and contribute until they're 24, 25, 26. Like, he's still really young at 22.
Got you. I mean, and the flip side of that, I don't want to see what happened to Strasburg happen to him. You know what I mean? Because I'm willing to be patient. You know what I mean?
Now, we'll take the World Series MVP that Strasburg got. You know, I would be fine with that part. Troy, you got a answer for us?
I do, man. How about 10-3-95? The Orenthal James verdict.
Oh, wow. Wow. So, wait, what part of OJ are you saying? Are you so, like, because there's a bunch of different parts
the
OJ.
Verdict. When he
the
had,
verdict.
He
okay,
had
the
wow.
verdict. Great call,
that's a good
Troy.
Answer.
I watched the verdict, the OJ verdict. We watched it in my eighth grade English class.
Wow.
Really?
In class. Mrs. Kane, I don't know if you're around anymore or still listening or whatever, but
let's
shout out to
is.
Mrs. Kane. I hope she is. I haven't spoken to her in 40 years, 30 whatever years. But yeah, eighth grade English. The verdict was in. Like, we hear all this stuff. We literally, you know, we used to sit in the public school, you used to have these, like, TVs that were in the wall. You could, like, kind of pull it out or whatever. It was like, and they pulled it out and were just like, all right, class, let's gather around the TV. We're just going to watch the OJ verdict. And I'll never forget it. It was so wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, we just had the TVs you rolled in, but I was not in school in the OJ verdict. I was too young when that dropped.
Showing our age here. But that is a great
We
answer.
Are old.
We are
James.
Old.
We
ben.
Are old.
We are not young, as they
I
say.
Told Devin earlier, I said, don't ever get old.
True. Oh, my God.
I'm well on my way.
Yeah. It's one of those things like just every year something else goes. It's like, oh, wow. It's like great. Oh, I can't sleep this way because I will wake up and not be able to use my arm for the day. So that's an awesome thing that happens in life. Yeah, it's really, really
good. I'm not there yet, but I'm still older than you.
Let's go back to the phones and talk to Patrick at Tabernacle. That's why Patrick always preaches stretching, right, Patrick?
Oh, dude, listen, with this heat, you know, he came back, man, my calves, just they tighten up like unbelievable. Unbelievable. Stretching's real important. Hey, Ben Davis, good to hear you, man.
Good to be heard.
In the big boy chair today. I love it. How about it?
Yo, and he showed up on time. How about that?
Oh, the
wow,
shot there.
Shot.
I like it. Patrick took a shot there. Yeah, Ben Davis was on time. That is true.
There you go.
Fair.
But listen, yeah. Oh, I got another shot coming, too. But
can't wait.
With my answer. But listen, the Phillies, you know, Ben Davis, how many seasons do you play in the bigs?
Seven.
Let me tell you, like it's such a grind. You know, even just being a fan, it's just the ups and downs and this, that, and the other. And I've been trying. You know, listen, there's other good teams get shut out and they get beat up, this, that, and the other. But with our club, you know, the with Duran and you know. I mean, just the electricity that he brings when we need him. I mean, we have to get the lead first to bring him in.
Yeah, that's the
you
issue.
You know, and that's the issue. He can't hit. He's not Ohtani. And yeah, listen, the cold bats, cold batitis, I've been saying all year, that's my biggest fear. And
cold
you know,
batitis.
And, yeah,
it doesn't
cold batitis.
Roll
it
off
doesn't
the
tongue. Yeah, it's... It doesn't have a nice
but,
ring to it.
No, and listen, but they had a good start to the week, and I mean, look at the series. You know, I try to look at it in the series. You know, we go down to Texas, and you know, we do well. Just the you know, inconsistency just seems to be plaguing us. And our new guy that we just picked up, I'm drawing a blank, the center fielder.
Harrison Bader,
thank you. Listen, we're not going anywhere with Marsh in center field. We just can't keep him in center field anymore.
He should be in left. Bader should be playing center. I agree with you. I think those two spots should be locked. Like, I think right field should be the spot where it's a platoon. Like, if it were up to me, I would have my everyday lineup would have Bader in center and Marsh in left, and then I'm platooning Castellanos and Kevin.
You're going to start to see that.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
I think you have to.
And against a really tough lefty, maybe I'll give Wes Wilson some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some left field spots, but like otherwise, yeah. I can't do it.
I just don't know what the holdup is. Like, why are we not seeing that yet?
I think it's what Ben was talking about. I think it's that Topper's terrified of Nick Castellanos, and he's terrified of actually sitting him down and saying, hey, Nick, guess what? You're a platoon player now. You only face left-handed pitching. Guess what? If there's a righty on the hill, which is the majority of pitchers, you're not playing, Nick. Like, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think organizationally they want to, and I don't think Topper wants to. And I think that's the biggest problem, Devin, because the biggest hole in the lineup right now easily is Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, but then on the other side of things, like, I want to see Harrison Bader play every day in center field.
Me too.
I don't want to see him continue to be.
Yeah, Bader's a much, much, much better center field.
The inconsistencies are just really frustrating.
Well, and I think, Patrick, it's possible to, you know, that Topper's trying to figure out what works and who he has where and who he can trust and all this type of stuff. And look, there is the Justin Crawford thing too, like, looming. I want to get Ben Davis's thoughts on that, but I think it's a tough spot for Topper in the sense that, you know, he doesn't have no one's really grabbing it. Like, Marsh has been good, but like, no one's really saying like, you have to play me every day because I've been so awesome. You can't not play me, you know?
I think Topper needs a little bit of Lou Piniella in him, Ben Davis. What do you think?
He might.
You know what I mean? Shake some things up. But yeah, it's you know, and what's his face? Turner's been playing a little better defensively, but still, you know, up the hole defensively in the playoffs is critical.
It is.
But yeah, our lineup is still our lineup, and Bader's got it. He's got to be in there every day.
Patrick, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
Yes. Ben Davis. Listen to this, and I'm such a jaw.
I thought he was about to say Ben Davis would break here. I'm like, I don't know.
No.
I mean, I know he's the second pick in the draft.
There's not a
but
whole
that
lot
seems
going
a little
on there.
Aggressive, yeah.
The New Jersey shark attacks in 1916 that kind of inspired Jaws. In Mattawan Creek, I work all over the state. In Mattawan, I did some work for a guy in Charter Historical Society. He tells me the story of like 1916, and when you see the creek where this attack took place, it would blow your mind. It's in the middle of this little town.
Wow.
And the great thing was that the historical guy was telling me how people were running to the local hardware store to grab dynamite to blow this fish up.
Wow.
And
Patrick,
just the idea of that.
I appreciate you finding a way to take a real-life thing that happened and still finding a way to make it about Jaws.
But yet they sharks do not eat cars.
You're the best, Patrick. Great call.
Wait, so yeah. Jaws was predicated on a shark in a creek?
Oh, it's a real-life story. I didn't know it was in a creek, but it is based on a real-life story. I knew that Jaws was like based on something that had happened in the...
All the way back in 1916?
I didn't realize it was 1916.
That's wild.
That is pretty wild. Imagine social media in 1916. Oh, that would have been...
Oh, man.
You know what's crazy
is... Real wild.
We are so doom and gloom right now about the Phillies, and they're 5 games up in first place.
Exactly. And the Mets have been a dumpster fire. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah.
And they made all those moves at the break.
I sure did.
To bolster their bullpen, and their bullpen has been a disaster.
All right, back to the phones in a minute. Ben, I want to ask you about the Justin Crawford thing. Today, I believe, is actually the date where if they bring him up after today, he can maintain Rookie of the Year status for next year, which is something you wouldn't think would matter, except that they changed the rules now where if you were player wins Rookie of the Year, you actually get draft pick compensation as a team now. So like there's actual like organizational benefits to winning the awards, which is very strange. But regardless, they can bring Crawford up. Dombrowski's talked a lot about wanting him to play every day. He obviously or likely would not come up and play every day with the outfield situation they have now, with the mixing and the matching and the platooning and all that stuff. The Justin Crawford thing, like what do you think is going to happen here? Because I think a lot of people expected him to have been called up by now. And, you know, now I'm starting to think, are they going to call him up? I don't know what to make of the Crawford thing.
It's weird to hear what they've said. They said, you know, I think he's warranted a call up and they think he can play here and do well here. But he has to play every day.
So weird, right? Why does he have to play? Can't he just contribute to the Major League Club and get experience up here and whatever? Like, even as a pinch runner, Ben, he would be a devastating addition to the team.
I know, but that's the part that I don't understand. If he's ready to come up, and they just don't think he can contribute or possibly be a part moving forward or be a part of the playoff picture, is that why?
Well, wouldn't you want to find out? Wouldn't you want to him up and say, hey, here's Justin Crawford against Major League pitching.
Yeah.
Let's see what he looks like before the playoffs.
I think it's this. They don't want to come up because they are in first place and ahead by 5 games. So why disrupt that?
Yeah. Because you're not hitting. I mean, yes, I know
Well, right now.
Yes. It'll
be curious to see what they do because they haven't been hitting for, the last, 3 games? With Justin Crawford, James, to your point, before the trade deadline, that was what was mind-blowing to me, where everyone's like, well, you know, even if they don't trade for another outfield bat, they have Justin Crawford. Well, why are we waiting until after the trade deadline? And now it's, why are we waiting until the postseason? Like, that's a lot of pressure on a young kid who's never played in the bigs before. I feel like we should maybe figure out this experiment earlier rather than later.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I don't want Justin Crawford getting his first big at-bats in the playoffs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It seems silly to me.
But then you also look at, Otto Kemp. What do you do with a guy like him?
Well, I think you'd send Otto Kemp down.
Rehab.
I mean, Otto's been struggling.
I feel like we might have
reached the end of the Otto contributing to the team
I agree.
Portion
but
of the season.
Do you send him down and bring Crawford up before the
postseason
begins?
Well, and also, once September starts, you get 2 extra roster spots to play with. It goes from 26 to 28, so you have a little more leeway with that. It's just a weird thing. I don't know what to make of it, especially because he's been so good down there. And again, he is still young too, so I don't know. It's a fascinating one. But to Ben's point, look, the Mets blew an 8th inning lead again last night. They were up a run in the 8th, gave up 2,
disaster.
Lost back
Love
to back
to
the Braves.
It.
They've lost 4 straight games where they've given up a lead in the 8th or later. So to your point, look, they're in a really nice position with the division, but we know that that isn't everything. So it's going to be interesting. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in 1 minute. I want to play a piece of Howie Roseman audio for you before we go back to the phones, and I want to get your reaction on it. I think this is this safe to say Howie might not be a huge WIP listener when you hear this audio? I think it's possible. Or do you believe him? Is it possible Howie maybe says it doesn't actually follow it? Here's Howie Roseman on with the Bus and the Boys podcast, talking about how he responds and deals with outside noise.
Well, you know, I quite honestly, I want to fight, you know, and I wish I was as big as you guys, and I could fight everyone because when I get mad, but I can't. So I can't read it. I can't see it, because if I do, I'm going to want to react to it. So, I mean, these guys know, like, I'll tell them, just tell me what I need to know. And they refer to my whispering crew of people who come to me and say, hey, did you see this? They wrote this. Because it's hard not to get mad. It's hard not to be defensive. It's hard not to, you know, try to fight back. So I just ignore it. You know, I won't listen to anything locally. I won't read anything locally unless I'm told about it, because I get emotional about it, so I just stay away from it. And I think that allows me to do what I think is right all the time. And at the end of the day, we win or we lose, you know. Yeah. And at the end, that's the greatest thing about this game, about this sport, is the scoreboard matters. And so we'll be judged by what our record is, how we finish our seasons, and nothing else matters. I think that's the most important thing, is we got to understand, you know, if we don't win and we want to debate about the moves we made, it's not going to matter, because they're not good enough, you know. And if we win, you know, that at the end of the day, that's really the most telling sign.
Well, I agree with that. It's a meritocracy at the end of the day. Win or lose, that will decide your fate. But do we believe him? Do we believe that Howie? Because, look, I've maybe never jived with Howie Roseman as much when he's like, yeah, I want to fight people when I read this stuff, because that's like me. I see these, like, quarterback ranking lists, and I'm like, but Jalen, where? Let's fight. I will fight you right this second. Like, I get so annoyed by it.
Oh, I know. The afternoon show loves making fun of you.
I'm sure they do. You know what? Yeah, well, you know, at least I like our quarterback. You know, whatever. No big deal. You know, mommy and daddy. Well, at least dad. It's nothing to do with daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Daddy's doing just fine. Yeah. It's mommy and the child I mean, you know, the guy wins the Super Bowl MVP. You know, oh, okay. I guess he's not that good. Yep. Guess he's not a Philadelphia legend. Super Bowl MVP. Okay. Sure. Sure. Yep. Sure. The Super Bowl MVP.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get you back into this.
I don't get, like, I know, but it's like one of these things where it's like our whole lives, we're like, all we care about is winning championships. All we care about is how players play in the biggest of moments. And all this guy does is win more games than any quarterback in the history of the franchise, percentage-wise, in his time, and win the biggest of games and play his best in the biggest of games. It's like, I don't think he's a good thrower of the football. I mean, what are we doing here? It's so stupid. Honestly, it's one of the dumber things that in recent times. Like he's awesome. He wins games. Like, it's crazy to me. Why are we constantly criticizing him? Like, I don't know.
Just win, baby.
It is insane.
Just win. He just wins. Like, I will fight the afternoon show about it if I have to. Like I just said. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.